reprove, entreat, rebuke in all patience and doctrine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we celebrate today two saints. We have the feast of Saint Barbara, one of the great and most well-known virgin martyrs of the Church, and for her we say prayers after the Mass in her honor, and you can see her enthroned or set upon our altar on this day, her feast day. But the Mass is also is for another saint of the day, that is Saint Peter Chrysologus, and he is one of the doctors of the Church who lived in the 5th century, and he was from a town named Imola in Italy, which is located near Ravenna, of which Peter later became an archbishop. And our saint was one of those saints who was destined from early childhood to enter into the full service of God in a religious vocation. He was given very pious education, both in learning, but most importantly, in interior life, so that little Peter could know and know by heart and in intellect all the commandments of God, so that he could live a holy life as an adult. And he was famous both by his holiness and his the knowledge of his doctrine, and actually so famous that when the Archbishop of Ravenna died, the Pope, who was then named Sixtus, named Peter as the new archbishop, even though he was only a deacon then. After he was made the Archbishop of Ravenna, Saint Peter proved himself to be truly a father for all his people. In the Mass of the Doctors, it is quoted the scriptures that the doctors always reprove, entreat, and rebuke the people in patience and doctrine. And Saint Peter Chrysologus truly concentrated in education his people, both in patience, that is in piety, but also in doctrine, that is giving them good education. He wanted them to be both good Christians and good citizens of the earthly society. In patience and in piety, the Holy Bishop, of course, first showed the example to his faithful. He fasted very often and made rigorous fasts, and he also offered to God his tears for all the sins of the people, which there remained a lot among his faithful. When Saint Peter became the bishop, he noticed that even though the Roman persecutions had ended, there still remained lots of pagan religion and the remnants of superstition among his people. And there were also several bad things done and sins committed among the people which were entrusted to his care. But after he became bishop, Saint Peter showed to everyone, first by his own example, how a Christian should live his life. That he showed by his fast and his tears that a true Christian has to always think glory of God first and be sorry for his sins in order to receive great reward after his death. After instructing his people in patience and in piety, Saint Peter was also a great example in giving education to his people. Most of all, he instructed the people with his talks, instructing them how to live a good Christian life. And it's because of these great sermons and great instructions and great writings that he has been made one of the doctors of the church, one of the doctors who truly reprove and rebuke, but also educate everyone, every Christian in doctrine. One of the things Saint Peter strongly recommended to his people was frequent communion. The Holy Eucharist, which he always called the body of Christ, he never got tired of telling people that when you receive the Holy Eucharist, you receive Christ himself. And of course, a good Christian should receive and get to know Christ as often as possible. And it was the ideal of Saint Peter that his faithful could receive body of Christ every day, because that heavenly bread is nutrition for their souls. And as his flock, of course, needed daily bread to maintain their body, they even more needed the bread for their souls to be able to be good followers of Christ. In all his sermons, he gave high praises for the obligation of giving alms to those less fortunate citizens. He always gave strong importance to prayer and fasting, which these outward signs which show that we truly have the good inward desire to serve God. Saint Peter gave a good lesson for all school children in demanding his faithful to study well their Christian doctrine, because he quoted often the examples of saints who were not only pious persons in their behavior and in their attitude, but they were also great in using their mind, in using their brains and intellect to study and getting to know the creation and world of God. How God has created the world and how people should act in the world is something which he wanted his people to understand. And by exercising these studies, by keeping the brain and mind alert, the intellect can also give food to the soul as well. And those who neglected the study not only showed that they don't fulfill their duties in state, but according to Saint Peter, they were also guilty of not getting use this great gift of mind which God had showed them. His ideal was always to show first by example and then by study how we should live our lives in the world. Dear children, this lesson how to show yourself a true follower of Christ is the one you should always and daily keep in mind in your schoolwork. In history classes, you read much about great soldiers and conquerors of the world, like Alexander the Great or other war heroes. But even greater deed than conquer the world with armies is to forgive your enemies and treat everyone with charity. That you show humility is even greater thing than that you should show bravery on a battlefield. Of course, even evil men can act bravely in the battle. Many Romans who were pagans made great conquerors and conquests on battlefield. But it is the humble, that is, the true followers of Christ, who make the greatest conquests there is. Because the followers of Christ have won themselves and their own bad habits. This conquering of yourself and taking up your cross and follow the example of our Savior is the most glorious triumph by which God is honored in all of us. And when you have conquered yourself, your soul enjoys interior peace and God's holy grace. So remember this great lesson of today's doctor of a church, that the most important thing in your life is try to imitate Christ first in your prayer life, that you promise yourself wholly to Him, and secondly, that you conquer yourself by showing love, kindness, and charity, and also forgiveness to all the people around you. That's what makes you a soldier of Christ, far more brave than all the ancient Roman and all the ancient antique war heroes. Conquer yourself, and you will be rewarded by God Himself. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.